Sports Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross. Far post. Goal!
Soccer.
She's driven low.
And turned in. 2-1 Bournemouth. Just came.
Well, we were talking about keeping the ball on the floor, and that's exactly what Matt Ritchie's done. He's drilled that corner in. That's a training ground routine. There's no doubt that Bournemouth have worked on it, and it's worked to perfection.
Adam Jackson with us from 442 Magazine to look back at the EPL action overnight. Adam, how good was that?
Good afternoon, Brad. The Premier League season continues to throw up these surprises. It's so good. And I made a couple of predictions last week and got left red-faced after them coming massively incorrectly. But that's just what is so exciting at the moment. Anything can happen. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great story that just to get to the Premier League for Little Bournemouth, I'm not sure what their ground can hold. Can you just paint the picture geographically? Whereabouts exactly in the UK?
Yeah, Bournemouth, right on the south coast. They're a small town, small club, really. Their stadium is similarly very small. I think capacity is only about 12 or 13,000. They had to make a few improvements to the stadium just because there's stadium regulations to be in the top flight, to be in the Premier League. So they had to make a few, which just kind of shows how much of a kind of dream this, you know, they're not a Man United, they're not a Chelsea, these big clubs, even some of the bigger clubs that are down in the lower divisions like Leeds and Sheffield Wednesday, those, they're not a huge amount of history, first time up in the top flight, and they're having a great time of it. They've been hit with quite a lot of injuries this season as well, which has been really unfortunate for them. So their core of their team has been kind of depleted off the back of injuries. But they've, in Eddie Howe, their manager, he just gets them working so well together. There's so much energy, so much desire and will to win, which is the complete opposite of how Man United are playing at the moment as well.
Well, I read with interest today, you know, Van Gaal running out of excuses. The media is certainly on his back. He's trying to deflect certainly at press conferences, as any good manager or coach does, and not draw too much attention to his team. But you're right, hugely underwhelming. In fact, you know, to the point where you're just thinking, well, there's not a lot going on here with Manchester United. You know, they're sort of sitting up there amongst the best teams, but no one can really predict them and feel confident about predicting that they could win the title this year.
No, you're right. And they don't look like it at all. They could drop out of the top four this weekend if Tottenham beat Newcastle tonight. But you look at that team. You know, this overnight they were hit with a few injuries. Their back line was very kind of green. Not really played that much together. A couple of youngsters in there, but it's the defence that's been pretty much consistent from throughout the year, and that's why they're in the top four. And they don't give very much away. But it's the other end of the park, which they just look so uninspiring. The big money signings and these players that they brought in from overseas are not quite doing it. Rooney's off the ball, obviously injured at the moment. But some of the more consistent performers like Michael Carrick, who kind of pulls the strings from that defensive midfield role. He actually played quite well. He was one of the rare players of the United team that played well overnight. But he just doesn't seem to be turning up consistently as well. So I don't know. There's a severe lack of confidence in that team, and it's worrying for such a huge club. And you expect Van Gaal with his reputation to come in and be able to motivate a group of players, but they're not. It's not happening. So I can see why there's a lot of frustration coming out of the Man United fans and board and ex-players.
No, he's under fire at the moment, that is for sure. Adam Jackson with us from 442 Magazine, looking at the EPL action from overnight. The other big game, Manchester City go back top. They score a goal, concede a late one, and then score an even later one to just get past Swansea in an unbelievable finish.
Yeah, it was two goals in the last 2 minutes of the game. On a very, very wet Manchester evening. This is the look that City have got in this game to the their goal to win the game was Yaya Toure deflected it off his own player and it looped over Fabianski in the Swansea goal. You know, very fortunate, and it's those sort of things that you need that slice of luck if you're going to challenge for the top of the for the title. You need those goals to go in, and for City they did go in this weekend. And Swansea sacked their coach in midweek at Gary Monk, so they were trying to bounce back and trying to kind of solidify, and they were they looked pretty good. You know, they showed some improvement there, and they were probably they were unlucky not to come out with a point or anything there. Joe Hart was fantastic in the City goal. He made some crucial saves, especially in that second half, to keep it at 1-0, obviously up until the last minute. And the key thing for City, which is the lack of Vincent Kompany, their captain and centre-back. Interesting stat that came out overnight. He's played 8 games this season for them, and they only conceded 1 goal. In the 8 games that he hasn't played due to injury, they've conceded 16. So it just shows, you know, how needed Vincent Kompany is in that team. But yeah, as I said, they were fortunate to come away with the win there.
Indeed, Norwich City 1-1 with Everton. West Ham and Stoke played out a 0-0 draw. Watford, another great story in an unpredictable season, 1-0 over Sunderland. Crystal Palace playing some fine football under Alan Pardew, who's got a nicely placed 1-0 over Southampton. So Crystal Palace and Watford, the two stories that continue along a nice little journey at the moment.
Yeah, and to be honest, if Leicester weren't flying high at the top of the league and taking all the headlines, Watford would say that they're arguably an even more of a bigger surprise story. They've been brilliant, and Watford are probably the envy of most Premier League teams at the moment, because they've got two forwards in Deeney and Ighalo that are just in superb form. They've got such a great partnership together. They've been quite aggressive in their tactics. Watford, they've played two up front, two forwards, which is quite rare in modern football, and especially in Premier League,
yep.
and even more so for a newly promoted team as well. So they've gone out and they've taken risks, and they've won obviously more than they've lost, but they are going to end up losing games because they're playing so on the front foot and with the two up front. But they're up to seventh in the league now, only 4 points behind United in fourth. Brilliant story.
Going beautifully. Good on you, Adam. We'll watch with great interest the games, of course, coming up tonight. Leicester City-Chelsea, another game of interest to complete the round. And we'll read all your great work in 442 magazine. Thank you.
Cheers, Brett.